The opioid problem, tearing apart families from all walks of life in Ohio, tops the priority list for state law enforcement officials. State Attorney General Mike DeWine wants all first responders, including police officers and sheriff's deputies, to carry the overdose-fighting drug Narcan. In Pickerington, the community's heartache from loved ones dying from drug overdoses received national attention from CBS's 60 Minutes. Pickerington Police Sergeant Abe Haroon is a 9-year veteran.
424 to 434.
Sir, he's copying.
In your time out here, what have you seen regarding drug cases? Have they become more frequent?
I have seen not a sharp increase, but a steady increase in narcotic-related offenses and activity within the city.
Is there a number you can put on that?
Not necessarily. It's something that would vary from week to week. If I was to look at the week that I had this week, this being my fifth day of being on patrol, out of those 5 days, we've probably had 3 or 4 drug arrests just in my shift alone.
So is that about normal? Is that much higher than 9 years ago?
It is higher than it was 9 years ago, and it does seem like it's kind of like a normality for the amount of drug stops and related offenses that we're having.
I understand that there's more thefts today in Pickerington because of the drug issues.
Yes, thefts have been a problem for a number of years here in the city, and I'm sure that most communities within Central Ohio are also experiencing the same thing. And the underlying issue with those thefts is that it's something that's used to fuel the habit of the drug addiction within the community.
What is your protocol then on how to respond to a drug overdose call?
When I respond to a drug overdose call, it is something that's what's known as an emergency response. So I would go there lights and sirens. And the reason so is that because ultimately my goal is to get there and not to arrest or to detain the individual, but to save that individual's life. So at that point, when we get those calls, I know that seconds matter. And my goal is to make sure, first and foremost, that individual is going to be safe and get him transported for medical care.
Now, you've been out on some cases where the person actually did die.
Yes, I've ran into two service calls of my own where individuals have passed away as a result of drug overdoses. In addition to that, I've heard, a lot of other shifts or sergeants officers that have also experienced the same.
The state attorney general, Mike DeWine, has proposed that he would like to see all police departments be able to use Narcan, the drug that would have a significant impact on people that are overdosing, to get them out of that.
I definitely see the merit in using it, but I would also say that it would need to go hand in hand with experience and education when it would come time to administer a drug like that.
So you think then that officers would need a lot more training then to be able to use it?
Yeah, because the officer's going to need to call when it's the time to use it. Has the individual overdosed to the point that they're no longer vitally there? Is there any vitals at all that exist? And then what type of overdose is it? Is it something that Narcan is physically going to work for?
What do you think about the national attention this community has gotten then about the heroin problem and drug addiction?
People that are well known come from this community, and as a result, if something happens to them, then it kind of comes back on this community. In addition to that, we have a lot of great programs in the community like Tyler's Light or, PATCH, Parents Addressing Teen Challenges. And these groups are wanting to talk about the problem. They're standing up and they're standing out, and they want to say, hey, there's a problem. Hey, we have a solution, and hey, we want to fix it.
So you think attention then can help then?
Yeah, absolutely. But it needs that attention at the family level. If there's been a lot of times where I've responded to service calls and a family member knows there's something wrong, but they just don't do nothing about it. And that could be devastating for that family if it's not corrected.
I've been talking with Pickerington Police Sergeant Abe Haroon about the drug situation here in Pickerington. Thanks a lot for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.